At 7:06, it is fair and 76 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 100. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Transportation workers union members who gathered outside the federal building on Boulder Avenue in Tulsa hope they've convinced the Justice Department to drop its antitrust lawsuit against American Airlines' merger with U.S. Airways.
The union members who dropped off their petition to the Justice Department have already agreed to a number of concessions with American. They've taken on an increasing burden of retirement and health care costs. Local union president Dale Denker says losing the merger won't improve anything for workers.
You lose these other benefits and you have to pay for them out of your pocket. So
no.
To us, it's another concessionary contract. But we're surviving. We have jobs. And this was a way going forward that looked like we may be able to grow and gain some of those concessions back.
Denker says the merger is American's only real plan right now to get out of bankruptcy. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
IMSA is proposing a $3 per mile increase to the Tulsa City Council. The agency tells councilors that the increase will not affect Total Care customers, Medicare, Medicaid, or veterans benefits. The increase would apply to commercial, workers' compensation, and car insurance company that IMSA charges. That according to IMSA spokeswoman Kelly Brewer.
It does change the amount that we will bill your insurance on your behalf, and it is up to allowable what the industry is already paying, and we just haven't been billing them.
If approved, it would go into effect November 1st. A city worker is injured and taken to the hospital after a natural gas line fire at a South Tulsa apartment complex. Tulsa Fire Captain Stan May says it happened during work on a water line when the gas line was apparently hit and then burst into flames.
We let the flames burn this whole time because we didn't want to put the fuel out and have to evacuate more buildings. We had to evacuate one apartment building.
ONG eventually shut down the service to the gas line. The incident happened at the River Chase Apartments near 77th and South Wheeling. A special district judge has okayed a petition seeking a grand jury investigation into Rogers County government. It will focus on two of the three county commissioners and the district attorney. Petitioners hope to start gathering signatures this weekend. Signatures will soon be collected for a $500 million bond issue to pay for storm shelters in Oklahoma schools. This follows last May's deadly tornado that hit schools in Moore. Mickey Davis's son was among those killed at the Plaza Towers Elementary School.
I have always thought kids were safer at school, but I'm here to assure you that they're not at this point. No parent should have to go through what 7 families have faced in the past few months.
The plan calls for the debt service on the bond issue to be paid for by the annual franchise tax levied on businesses that generates an estimated $40 million a year. A Labor Day gathering in Jinx will not focus on America's workforce, but rather on expectant moms. Missy David is coordinating the event to draw attention to what she calls the maternity crisis in America. She says there will also be a maternity fair.
There will be local childbirth educators, birth doulas, midwives, you know, other people who offer different kind of alternative health care choices.
She says the U.S. pays the most in the world for its prenatal care, yet we rank 45th in safety. In sports this morning, a blow to the Golden Hurricane. They start off the 2013 football season with a loss to Bowling Green on the road. The final from Ohio, 37-7. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a high today of 100. Mostly clear tonight, 76 for an overnight low. Now at 710, it's fair and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.